Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, we can do better than that. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. The song says, I'm glad to be in the service one more time because he didn't have to let me live. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Amen. Because he didn't have to let you live. Amen. You didn't earn another day. He gave it to you as a gift. Amen. So you ought to give God some praise in here today. Amen. 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 Our call to worship scripture to come from Psalms 149. It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Amen. Amen. We now have our opening prayer. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you. We're so thankful, Master, for another day, another chance, and another opportunity. Because, Master, each and every day brings different issues. Each and every day brings different joy. But, Master, we know that you are our God. And we know that as long as we continue to please you, you'll continue to allow us to stand. So we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you not only for you allowing us to stand, but thank you for your very presence. For when you are with us, we can feel the love. Master, we can see where we're headed. And Master, we can feel the joy. Thank you for being our God and allow us to be your children. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let every heart say amen. We have our opening hymn, hymn 378.
church from you, Lord. Oh, stop by, Lord, stop by.
A hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We always need God to stop by. Amen. Not only stop by, but stay for a little while when you get here. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. But as we bow our heads, let me say this. I had a request for prayer from Sister Gladys Harrison. And if there's anyone else who need us to pray, if you will give us your name before service or just raise your hand as we stand to pray, we'll pray for you. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says that we should always pray and never cease praying, and because we all need God. No matter how good our lives is, we still yet need God. Amen. Amen. So let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to not only put Sister Gladys Harrison on the altar, but to put all of us on the altar. Because it's simply said that we all need you, Master, no matter where we are in our lives. We can't make it without you. For you are our foundation. You're the air that we breathe. Master, you're the light that we see. Master, you're everything that we touch. For we find in the Bible that nothing was made without you, but with you everything was made. So we come to say thank you for being that kind of God in our lives. No matter what her situation is, or no matter what our situation is, you are able to handle it. What we consider to be impossible is possible for you. Master, matter of fact, those things that are considered to be impossible in our lives are just simple times that you have set aside to work a miracle in our lives. So we trust you with every issue that we have in our lives, every situation that we have. We trust you because we know that you are God and God alone. We come this morning to say thank you. Master, whatever her issue is, and we don't know it, and we don't have to know it. All we have to do is bring her name before you. And we are bringing her name before you. So we ask now that whatever it may be, that you resolve it, Master. If she needs to be touched, Master, with healing hands, touch her with healing hands. If she needs to be given words of comfort through speech, give her words of comfort. Whatever her situation may be, we come this morning asking that you meet that need, Master. and not just for her, Master, for all of us. For we all have shortcomings. We all have issues. We all have burdens that we must bear. We come this morning to bring them before you. And Master, we're going to go ahead and say thank you, because we know that you are not a God who can lie. You said that whatever we ask in your name, if we do not doubt, it shall be given. This morning we come believing that whatever has been asked this morning, either out loud or, Lord God, in private, we know it shall be given. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And we pray, Master, that they surely turn out to be a gift for someone who's in need. For, Master, we collect these funds not for ourselves, but to share with a world that's dying, a world that's in need, a world that needs love, a world that needs to see and hear from you. So we ask that these funds that we have taken today, we'll go out and bless the world. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures near. time.
I'm telling you, he's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
I think I want to say that one more time.
He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
He's an on-time God. Anybody know him to be an on-time God? Oh, hallelujah. Give God some praise in here. Amen. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. I've never known him not to be on time. Amen. anytime he shows up, it's the right time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, that took me back. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with going back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you, Master. Thank you now for what you're about to share with your people. For Master, we know that you have a plan in mind. And Master, we know that you will direct us as the way that we should go. And we pray, Master, that when you give us words of wisdom, that we can hold on to it, Master, so we can continue down the path that you have us to walk. We ask now that you speak to your people, for they are yours and not mine. We ask these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. I am still getting used to not hearing pages turn. Amen. Modern technology. Exodus chapter 3, we begin reading at verse 10. And it says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said, Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he says, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and I shall say unto them, God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you." And God said moreover unto Moses, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations." Amen. Just for a few moments, when I'm not tie-tongued, we'd like to take this subject moving forward with God. This is the last of the series, which is part 4, and this part is "I Am is with us." I am is with us. My brothers and my sisters, we're in this fourth part of the series, as I've stated. And in part 1, I expressed to you that we must be humble, or we shall humble ourselves to move forward with God. In part 2, I shared with you that we must have passion, a strong desire to carry out God's mission. And in part 3, I stated that we must have courage, because courage is a part of our faith. In part 4, I would like to encourage you by attempting to share with you just how blessed we are. Let me say that again. I'd like to encourage you by sharing with you just how blessed we are. And for the one who's greater than his name, the one who has no limits, and the one who never slumber or sleep is with us. I should have gotten a bigger arouse out of you than that. because you're not bigger than your name.
You have to sleep because you have human limitations. You don't have all power. You have limited power. But the one who has all power is with us. That should be enough for me to close service and for us to go home. Because there's really nothing else to be said. Because if you know God, like I know God, and you have experienced God, then you know that the one who's with us can pull us through anything. Amen. Somebody should have been giving God some praise, because some of us have experienced some things in life and gone through some things in life, and we needed God to help us. Because we didn't have power to help ourselves. Amen. The one who loves us so much that he'll do anything for us is with us. Church, when we move forward, he moves forward with us. We don't go by ourselves. And if we are in order and we are in line with him, he don't just go with us, he go before us. Somehow to give God some praise. Here in this text, we find Moses. And it amazed me here because we find Moses standing in the very presence of God. He's standing in God's glory, which means he's right in the midst of all of God's power. And God shares with him what his plan is for Moses. He shares with Moses that I have chosen you to lead my people out of their oppression. I have chosen you to lead my people to where I have designed for them to go. And Moses had a question for God. I said that because many of us the same way. We could be standing in the very presence of God. We can be standing in all of God's power. And when God tells us what to do, we question him. I know you do it because I do it. Because we don't like the uncertainty of things. But when it comes to God, you won't know what the full plan is. That's why you must operate in faith. You heard me? Yes. You must operate in faith so you won't have a clear picture of all of what's about to transpire. But you must know that he is with you. But here is Moses standing in the presence of God. In the power of God's glory. And it's so powerful that Moses could see. And Moses said, I want to turn to see the source of this beautiful power. But he still had enough nerve to ask God a question. Sometimes God can show us all what we need, but yet and still, we still question God. Ain't that something? We are still questioning God because we want control when God has all control. He has all power. So if he has all power and he has all control, you must let go of control. But here's Moses used to being in control because he was a warrior, a great general who has conquered many enemies while he was the general of the Egyptians' army. So when God speaks to him and talks to him, he's speaking to him from power that Moses is not familiar with because he hadn't seen it yet. Just because you haven't seen it don't mean God don't have it.
Amen.
Just because you haven't seen it in your life don't mean that God can't do it. And just because he hasn't done it don't mean he won't do it. Lord, have mercy. That's why the Bible says patience is a virtue.
Amen.
Many of us, we don't like to wait. We want it right now. Burger King messed all of us up. We like to have it our way. And we want it right now. And then the microwave did that to us. You know, we just stick everything in the microwave. We got a full meal cooked in 30 seconds. But sometimes God wants you to wait. Sometimes God needs you to be still so he can work some things out for you that you don't know need to be worked out. But here is Moses who has enough gall to question God's plan. God told him, I chose you to go and deliver my people? And Moses said, well, first of all, who are you? Who shall I say to the people have sent me? Who shall I say is the one who's controlling this and has control over this and directing this plan for you to be delivered? Who shall I say sent me? And God says, I am. That I am. In other words, I'm more powerful than any name I can give you. Did y'all hear that? No matter what name you assign to God, God is more powerful than that name. God is so powerful that you can't assign a name to him. Let me say that one more time. God is so powerful, you can't assign a name to him to show you who he really is. Whoa. The best that we've heard is I am that I am. And I know how we are. You know, we're human, so we need human stuff for it to make sense to us. So God said unto Moses, well, just tell them this. Tell them the Lord of your father sent you. The Lord of Jacob sent you. The Lord of Isaac and Abraham sent you. He says, because you don't know the fullness of who I am, I will assign my name to a respectful and honorable men who you can see as important people. The church, I come to tell you today that he's more powerful than any name that we can assign to him. When we can try our best to understand the fullness of God's power, we find that there is no name that's great enough. And we have some great names, but there's no name that's great enough to meet the standards of God's power. But God allow us, because we are human and we need things that are familiar to us, he allow us to sign names to him. Abraham, when he needed God to give him a sacrifice, and God provided a sacrifice for Abraham, Abraham decided to call him Jehovah Jireh, which means God, my provider. Some of us know about Jehovah Jireh because he provided for us. Somebody will give God some praise. Amen. Moses needed a name to take to the people. So God says, tell them that the Lord God of thy fathers and of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one who is sending you to them. He did this for us, not for himself. For he knows who he is. He knows his power. I'm going to help you guys understand something. God is so powerful that he's able to control his power. Some of y'all missed that. God is so powerful that he's able to control his power. What you mean, Reverend? When Jacob asks that God stop the world from moving, he stopped the world from spinning, but nothing got out of place. No water overran the banks. No stars fell from the sky. The earth didn't move off her axle. But yet and still, God worked something more powerful than we can ever imagine, because everything stayed in its place. God is so powerful, he has control over his power. Church, when we move forward with God, we got to understand that's who's moving forward with us. A lot of times we are fearful because we don't know the fullness of things. We don't know everything. All of our T's are not crossed. All of our I's are not dotted. But I come to tell you, God intends for that to be that way so you can depend on him.
Amen.
He don't want you to do anything in your power because you know how we are. When we do things in our power, we take credit for it. We did this. Us did this. God said, I am the all-powerful. I am the almighty. The power that you have, I gave it to you.
Amen.
Without me giving you power, you have no. My question to you then is, why are we like Moses and we're questioning God? But that was not the only question Moses had for God. He also asked God, who am I that I can go against Pharaoh? Many times in our lives, we ask God, who am I that I can do this? Who am I or who are we that we can accomplish this? Because we don't see ourselves the way that God sees us. See, when he is with us, it's not you who are doing anything.
Amen.
So when Moses was questioning God about who am I, he should have been saying, God, I will do it because it's you who has all power.
Amen.
It wasn't Moses who was going to stand against Pharaoh. It was God standing against Pharaoh. When you are a child of God and you move forward with God, when your enemies stand before you, it's not you who are standing before your enemies. It's God. It's God who will make you successful. It's God who will bring you out. It's God who will pull you through. It's God who will give you power to stand in the midst of a storm when all around you is falling apart, but yet and still, you can find peace in the midst of that storm. That's God. Church, I am that I am. Is with us. I can't assign a name to him because whatever it is I need, he's that. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. If I need a doctor, he's my doctor. If I need a lawyer, he's my lawyer. Huh? If I need love, he's my love. If I need joy, he's my joy. He's my. He's more powerful than anything that I can even imagine. He's the great I am. Revelations 1 and 8 says this, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. In other words, from everlasting to everlasting. Huh?
Amen.
I'm everything. I'm the beginning. I'm the middle. I'm the ending. There's none greater than me. I'm trying to get you to see that as we move forward, the one who knows all things, who can do all things, is moving forward with us. He's not going to do anything through our weak power. Everything will be accomplished through his power. All he needs for you to do is stand where he tells you to stand. Be what he tells you to be. Say what he tells you to say. And don't do nothing else. Because you know we have a tendency to add stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pastor who, G.W.C. Richardson would tell you, son, when I tell you to say something, you get up, you say that, and you shut up and sit down. God is the same way. When God instructs you to do something, he needs you to do what he instructs you to do and nothing else. If you can find discipline in your life to do what God has instructed you to do and nothing else, let me give you a prime example, okay? Abraham was instructed to do a certain thing, he and Sarah. But because it didn't happen the way that they wanted it to happen, or when they wanted it to happen, they stepped outside of what God told them to do. So instead of Isaac being the firstborn, Ishmael was born first. Although Isaac has God's promise on him, because that was the one that God intended to have the promise, humans took over and did our thing. And guess what? Now today we're still dealing with that issue.
Amen.
The war over in Israel is about them not listening to God. Them not doing exactly what God told them to do. Now we have to deal with a war over in Israel that's affecting us over here. Because they took upon themselves to do what they think, they thought that God intended for them to do. Church, I am that I am is with us. When he speaks, we move. What he tells us to do, we should do. What he tells us not to do, we should not do. But if we move according to his will, everything that he said shall come, will come. Be patient. Be vigilant. Be patient. Be vigilant. One more time. Because I was told by a psychiatrist that in order for people to learn something, you have to tell them to them three times. Be patient. Be vigilant. Because when he speaks from a place of sovereign power. There should be no questioning what he say. I'll say that one last time. There should be no questioning what he says. Not what Pastor Robinson say, because if I'm out of order, I'm out of order. There's no such thing as a preacher being out of order, but in order. What he says, we will do. If he doesn't say it, we will not do it. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open. If there will be one from the free parcel of your sins, your time is now. And the Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open.
I'm
Church, before we move forward, let me let you guys know that there were ambulance that came to see about LaTanya Sanders. She was having some issues, and she's still with us, if I'm not mistaken. Did they take her away? They took her home. Okay. All right. All right. So let's make sure as a church family that we be in prayer with her. Amen. Amen. And church, that's the last of that series, so I won't whoop you anymore. Amen. Thank God we're finished with it. Amen. 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 So the next sermon will be a different type of sermon. Amen. Amen. But God intends for us to do certain things, and we got to get our mind right for the work that's laying before us. Because the work that he has for us to do is going to be much work, and we're going to need the bodies. In other words, we're going to need you. Amen. So we need for you to be encouraged. We need for you to be spiritual, and we need for you to be in a place where you are passionate about what you are going to be doing, because we were going to be asking you to do a whole lot of things. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, I'll be reaching out to those of you who are educators, because we need you right now. Not yesterday. We need you right now. Not tomorrow. We need you right now. Amen. Amen. So please be mindful that God is about to move us to a different place, and he needs your body and your spirit to be ready. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you, Master, for what you have instructed us to do. And we thank you for encouraging us that you're going to be with us, Master, as we move forward with you in 2024. For we are going to another level, and we know that each level brings on more devils, brings on more issues, brings on more giants, brings on more mountains, brings on more valleys. But what we must always understand, that if we got you with us, or shall I say when we have you with us, because you will be with us, that we can make it through all things and we can accomplish the mission that you set us out for. We ask now, Master, as we prepare to leave this place, that you watch over us, protect us, and keep us until we can return again to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.